and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military announced a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip to allow the deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid. The army said the pause would begin at 8 a.m. GMT or 5 o'clock GMT and remain in effect until 1600 GMT. It says the pauses are to take place every day until further notice. The pause is aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid, and travel safely to a nearby highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. Israel's military says that an explosion in southern Gaza killed 8 soldiers. The military said Saturday, making it the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months. The attack coming more than 8 months into a grinding war that shows few signs of ending soon was likely to fuel new calls for a ceasefire by Israeli protesters. It also came as the government confronts widespread anger over exemption from military service for young ultra-Orthodox men. Dozens of world leaders have converged on a Swiss resort to discuss how to bring peace to the war-ravaged Ukraine. Though any hopes of any real breakthrough are muted by an absence of Russia. More than 2 years into the war, the combatants remain as far apart as they've ever been, with Kyiv sticking to its demands that Russia leave all Ukrainian territory it has seized, and Moscow pressing on with its grinding offensive that has already taken up large swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Masses of pilgrims have embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia, marking the final days of Hajj pilgrimage and the start of Eid al-Adha celebrations for Muslims around the world. It came a day after the pilgrims congregated on a sacred hill in Mount Arafat outside the holy city of Mecca. The ritual on Saturday at Mount Arafat was considered the peak of the Hajj. Hajj is one of the largest religious gatherings on earth. It officially started Friday when pilgrims moved from Mecca's Grand Mosque to Mina, a desert plain just outside the city. Hollywood's A-list turned down for President Joe Biden's campaign at a glitzy fundraiser headlined by actors George Clooney and Julia Roberts that features former President Barack Obama as well. The late-night host Jimmy Kimmel interviewed all 4 of them Saturday night at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. The Biden campaign says the event is expected to raise at least $28 million for the campaign. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has suggested that President Joe Biden should have to take a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him. In the next sentence, the former president, a presumptive Republican nominee, referred during a speech on Saturday night to Republican Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who was a White House physician for part of his presidency, as Ronnie Johnson. Moment came as Trump was questioning Biden's mental acuity, something he often does on the campaign trail and on social media. Britain has put on a display, a birthday pageantry for King Charles III, with the military parade that marked the Princess of Wales' first appearance at a public event since her cancer diagnosis earlier in the year. Buckingham Palace balcony at the end of the King's birthday parade. Kate disclosed in March that she was undergoing chemotherapy for an unspecified form of cancer. Charles is also being treated for cancer. The beleaguered director of Haiti's National Police has been ousted following months of criticism that he was not doing enough to protect officers under assault by gangs. A government official not authorized to speak to the media told the Associated Press on Saturday that France Elby was replaced by the former Haitian police chief, Normo Rameau. Rameau was dismissed from the post nearly 4 years ago under a different administration, but will once again take the helm of an underfunded and ill-equipped department.